Good evening, beautiful people. It's Nate Max here from innateawareness.com, which is my shopfront, which is almost set up now with all the products running not through PayPal. So www.innate-awareness.com. And for the people who share this, my Telegram's Nate Max Human Alliance, and this will be going on my podcast, Nate Max TV, and BitChute as well. So something has definitely shifted. There's a new frequency here on Earth at the moment, and there is cases of sickness, we should call it, or house cleaning, which is what it really is when the body gets poisoned, everywhere. More cases than we've ever seen. Obviously, cases means fuck all anyway. It's another load of shit, mind control. Word and phrase that they've coined to try and con us into the larger narrative. Now, I went to a protest on the weekend on the border, and halfway through it, I just felt my energy starting to fade. And I've done more protests than anyone I know. And yeah, sometimes they can be tiring, you know, and you're a bit tiring. There's lots of people, lots of energies and all that. But this one was different. I was like, something's actually infiltrating my field at the moment. And I started to feel my nose run. My throat got sore. My glands came up. And I went into the ocean and cleared it. But for 3-4 days after, I've felt this interesting feeling in my body. And I'm hearing reports from so many people who are asking me for ivermectin and MMS and all that stuff, of their friends sick, this person's sick, that person's sick. And I'm thinking that they have now activated some of the 5G frequencies. Doesn't have to be a 5G tower, it could be through a 4G tower. But there's enough technology in people now for them to give it a tickle with the phone frequencies, and I'm pretty sure it's happening. It's very obvious. I live in a place where there's absolutely no phone receptions, so when I come into town, like, I know it's black or white. It's very obvious. And yeah, going to that protest was, yeah, that was very obvious too. Now, I don't know if I had this radiation poisoning when I came back from my health retreat in Bali. I came back, and after I came through the airport, I felt trashed in the airport. I got home, and I was with a girl, and we both woke up in the morning at my house. This is, must be 3 years ago now. And I was absolutely trashed. I was so depressed. I've never been so depressed. I was like saying really fucked up shit to my mum and being really fucking rude and just acting like a piece of shit, basically. And I couldn't stop moving. I had to keep moving my legs and stretching the whole time, the aches and pains in the muscles. And I was coughing up razor blades. I was just coughing. Nothing was coming up. It was a dry cough. And it was like razor blades. I had to actually hold my chest really hard when I was coughing because I felt like my lungs were going to pop out. And it was probably a 7.5 out of 10 pain. And it was days of coughing. And I haven't been sick in 16 years. And I actually said to my friend, I go, I don't even know what that was. That wasn't getting sick. That was something else, you know. So I don't know if I got actually hit with 5G at the airport. And that was the symptoms from radiation poisoning. I didn't lose my taste or anything like that, which is symptoms of radiation poisoning. We've got to remember, guys, the study just came out recently. An Israeli study, a major study showing that 5G creates COVID symptoms. Okay, that's the major study that was published. 5G creates COVID-like symptoms. So that is the damning evidence. Now, I shared this on a bunch of people's walls and groups, and no one even fucking bat an eyelid. I'm like, guys, this is the most damning piece of fucking evidence for this whole narrative, that the whole time it has been phone frequencies targeting individuals, making them sick. Their body has then been detoxing, which is coughing, pain, this, that, the other, and trying to get the radiation toxins out. So this is, I think, happening now. I'm pretty sure, because I've felt it in the area. I've felt it when I've been going in and out of town. Now, it could be in conjunction that we're all super sensitive right now because of the solar flares. When you have solar flares or the Schumann resonance pumps really hard, you just feel wiped out. You feel tired. You don't want to do much. And when you sleep, it's like really rejuvenating sleep. And what I've found also, whenever they have big solar flares or really big Schumann spikes, they geoengineer. They do geoengineering fucking everywhere, like, to stop us from getting the solar upgrades. So I don't know how many of you people came onto Jake's and my webinar the other night, but it was super woo. Out of a 10, it was probably an 8 to 8.5 woo. And the video will be available soon. And I fucking suggest that every single one of you, one, watch it, and two, do the meditation. The transmission is very important, okay? Because this technology, these frequencies and all these things, they're knocking us into fight or flight mode, okay? This whole entire process, this fucking narrative, the story around it, we're giving so much energy to this fucking thing, this five-letter thing starting with C. We're giving it so much energy and we're feeding it. Not only is it an energy, it's an entity. It's feeding off us. And the narrative is just saturating the whole world. You know, before we had terrorism and fake wars and all these things, you know, but now this is a global scamdemic. And we need to, right now, we need to, one, have the tools in our pockets to stop these, if it's protein spike shedding or whatever it is, we don't know. But apparently, a friend of mine, she knows five doctors who are basically, they're basically completely awake and are all losing their licenses soon. But they said that the protein shedding actually floats in the air. I've never heard that before. They said it floats in the air. So I was questioning whether at the protest, if it was protein spike shedding, because there's lots of people who have been vaxxed now who have realized how fucked it is. I mean, every person knows 10 people who are vax damaged now. Everybody knows 10 people who's had crazy bad results from the vaccine, you know. I was just speaking to a guy before on the, you know, before I, whatever, I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. And he was talking to me and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We're talking about surfing and all that. And then he started talking about vaxxers and stuff. And I said, oh, it's interesting. There's been an Israeli study now proving that 5G can create COVID-like symptoms. And then his leg started to shaking, you know, his leg, left leg was wobbling back and forth because he was thinking. And I said, how does that make you feel? I said, obviously that struck a nerve. I can see by your body language. And he goes, look, I know people have died from COVID. He goes, I've read the science, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I said to him, I'm just going to let you in on a little secret. I said, you haven't read the science, because if you did, you'd be horrified that you injected that shit into your body. I said, do you even understand how they test for COVID? He's like, no. Do you understand what a PCR test and how it works? He's like, no. Okay, good. Okay, do you understand what a virus is and how a virus works? Do you understand that? He's like, oh, not really. And I said, but you've read the science and you understand it and you're very confident that you made the right decision by taking the vaccine. And he just kind of stops. And the confidence of him was the thing that kind of scared me. Like, he confidently said these things, like, I've read the science. It was a very good spiel. He's a very articulate man and not quite a nice guy too. I actually like him. Nice guy, you know. But this is going on, right? We need to now arm ourselves with all the information we need. Whenever we go, boom, 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 information, links. I even have the fucking documents in the car ready. But here you go. Here you go. 12 reasons not to vaccinate. Here you go. This, that, right? But we need to, one, have the tools in our tool belts now to help our body detox whatever's going on, whether it's a protein spike shedding bioweapon or whether it's just radiation poisoning from 5G. Either one doesn't matter. It's not good for you, right? It exacerbates disease. It puts so much stress on your immune system. These frequencies, they actually hamper your gut health. Your microbiome and your stomach actually gets really hampered by frequency. So you're not actually getting well. You're not digesting your food. You're not absorbing minerals and nutrients. So really important that we, one, detox. We have to get the metals out, guys. It's time to start looking into doing a metal detox. Now is the time, right now. Do it now. Start. Make sure your liver's working and start doing a gentle detox and eating the things that help detox the metals. We have to do this. But I feel like something is about to pop at the moment. There's a lot of gatherings on. There's festivals. There's all types of stuff happening. And I feel like they're about to pull a stunt. So this message to everyone out there is enjoy your holidays, enjoy what you're doing. Okay, don't stop living, but be vigilant right now. Be very vigilant because I reckon there's something looming and I want you guys to to be aware, because you are aware. That's why you're on my Telegram. But I can feel something. My spidey sense is like, what's going to happen? Are these events and gatherings and festivals that are on, they're just going to say every single person from that festival is now, you know, contract traced and all this shit, you know? So I'm hearing a lot of cases. I'm hearing of a lot of people that I know, you know, have told me that people that they're close to are sick. People getting sick everywhere. And there's always a vaccinated person living in the house. So I feel like the technology inside these vaccinated people is now active, because it's software, right? They uploaded software into the bodies. These people willingly uploaded software. That's what it is. It recodes the system. It recodes the cells. And then you become an antenna. All these little tiny things in the body now, and these protein spikes and all this metal and graphene and all this crap, is an antenna, and it's getting excited by the frequencies. This is all about frequencies. That's why I always harp on about, do Jake's work, humanmetamorphosis.com. Do his courses, accrete light, draw in more light than you need, draw in more prana and more vital life force than you need, so every single day you leave, you have more than you began with, and you don't age. Whatever comes at you, whatever fucking disease, it's all frequencies, right? You raise yourself above that frequency and you can't get it. You can't get sick. Most people are realizing now that, you know, protests are spreading awareness, and all the things we're doing is working. It's great. It's helpful. But this is the inner journey battle. This is the one where you've got to do the inner work yourself, and no one can do it for you. No one can hold your hand. You've got to sit there, shut up, close your eyes, and you've got to do that inner work and draw in that light. And it's going to take you a while. It might take you a bit to turn off the monkey mind. I used to have a person in one of my meditation classes. I ran meditation classes for about 4 years in Sydney every Wednesday. And I had a guy that came for like 4 months. And every time, after about 15 minutes, he was out. I'd get a stick and I'd poke him, you know, when he started snoring. And he's like, I'm so sorry, man. Like, it just happens every time. I said, you're so tired. Your body actually needs sleep, and you are getting the deepest sleep because you're in a theta state now. He's meditated and he's dropped straight in. And he's like, he used to get embarrassed, you know, that he was falling asleep in that class. And I said, mate, it's totally fine. I said, come here and do that. And I said, eventually you won't. When your body has rejuvenated itself and you've drawn enough energy and life force in, it won't do that anymore. And about 4 months in, it happened. He just meditated all the way through, and he's like, oh my God. He goes, I was just ready to give up. And I said, yeah, and then you got the gift. You're ready to give up and you didn't, and you got the gift. And he's like, and then from that point onwards, he just is a full-time meditator. He loves it. So the moral to that story is, like, you have to just keep doing it. This is a thing that takes time. This is why people don't like doing it. They like doing cacao ceremonies or plant medicine, or they say, oh, I meditate when I'm in the garden. No, you're not meditating. You're fucking keeping yourself busy. And when you're taking plant medicine, something else is working with you. It's not your own medicine. You're not tapping into your own self. You're not clearing yourself. You're not drawing in that energy from that universal ether, which never runs out. And you can tap into it any time, day or night. So whenever you're feeling shit, that's the time to do it. And your body and your mind will tell you don't want to do it. You want to go eat some food, you want to go for a drive, you want to go to the gym, you want to do something stupid. Those are the times that you get your stripes and your badges. When you don't want to do it, that's the time you should do it. That's the time you need it most. And you break through that and you realize you don't need to ask or call on a friend. You don't need to go for the kitchen and get some chocolate. You don't need to go take some heartburn. You just drop in and you breathe. You sit in the shit for a while. It's uncomfortable. And that's why people don't like doing it, because it is uncomfortable, because you have to face, you know, your crap. And then it's gone. And then you start tapping into the universal ether, loading yourself off on chi, prana, vital life force energy, whatever you want to call it. And then you start raising your internal frequency. What does that do? It raises your frequency above disease and sickness. It raises your frequency above situations like going down the street and someone crashes into your car and they drive off. You just don't attract those situations. Yes, sure, things still happen in life, but you're not in that low frequency where you're attracting it. You attract better partners, better people, better everything. So it's really important. Really important. We'll do this work now, guys. If you're not doing the work at home, If you're not doing the meditations, if you're not doing the detoxing, eating the healthy food and voting with your dollars, why are you even on my channel? You might as well just delete yourself now, or I'll just stop doing these voice chats because I don't want to be on here giving people dopamine hits and then they go back and open the fridge and drink Coca-Cola and just continue with their fucking selfish, low vibrational, addictive behavior. So this is a call out to everyone who's listening to this, guys. If you're listening and you're not doing these things, you're not letterbox dropping, you're not talking to people, you're not doing your own little form of guerrilla activism, how that is, like, what are you doing? Nothing's going to change until you change your inner frequency, but all these things need to happen as well. And if we all do a little bit each day, we're going to end this very quickly. So don't expect any change if you're not going to change. Expect the world to get vastly fucked up. And then when you start doing your work, the world will start shifting and you're like, fuck, why didn't I do that ages ago? That was so stupid. And this is the great awakening, right? It's the great culling, it's the great awakening, all the above and more. So just be wary, guys. Really step into your spiritual practice now. Be careful of who you hang out with a little bit more, you know. If you're going in shopping centers or whatever, get in and get out. You know, this is a time where we need to be, yeah, everyone wants to get out, you know. They want us out. They're letting us out now to spread it. Do you understand what's happening? They're letting everyone go play because not enough people are getting fucked by the protein spike shedding. They want everyone mixing. They want that shit going into everybody. So that's why we're out. They're out so we can all mix and we all get sick and we all get infected by whatever the fuck it is. We don't know, whether it's frequency, protein spike, nanotechnology, all the above, black magic. But everything that happens, everything that they do is a way in. It's a way of breaking your field and then accessing you. And that's why when you do this chi work, your field becomes so strong that nothing can penetrate you. Nothing externally on the non-physical can penetrate your field because you're just too strong. So that's ultimately the goal that we want to get to, a really strong field where you can walk the streets and your energy, your light will penetrate so far out that other people will get asphyxiated with it and they'll want to know what you're doing. Who are you? What's happening? Something about you. There's something about you. What is it? I'm full of light. I'm full of energy. I'm cultivating. I'm tapping into Christ consciousness. So, yeah, if you're feeling a bit off today, guys, in the last few days, I think the solar flares end in the next 2 days. So just be gentle on yourself and definitely stay away from tech. I noticed that the last 2 days, I haven't even been able to literally look at my phone or my computer screen without feeling sick in about 15 minutes. So I'm actually recording this voice message now with the phone on airplane mode, and I'm just going to send it and then turn it back off. I'll probably be MIA for a few days anyway. But, yeah, guys, there's more Iva on my website. I've got to make sure I cap that on how many I got left. And we've got some more MMS, only about maybe 20 more. Got a few more boxes coming in. And all the other products that you guys get, CBD and all the rest of it, they will be there'll be a way to donate for everything through the one channel. So I apologize to all the people who, over the last few years, you know, I've forgot to send it out, you know, or it's taken ages and things like that. Like, I just had too many things going on, and now I'm streamlining it all through one thing so I can just track it all and get a bit more organized. So I just want to apologize to those people. I know it's fucking annoying, but I'm one guy doing it all myself with a few people that help me here and there, but yeah, ultimately it's just unorganized me. So yeah, tell me your thoughts, please, in the comments. Type in there what your experience is. Type in new comments about people you know who have been vax damaged and what their experience is. Let's have a real open forum underneath this post on how you've been feeling, if you've hung out with vax people, what you felt, what your symptoms were, all that type of stuff. Let's really open this up now so we get a bit of a clear understanding on how real this is. Let me know if you've been feeling, you know, a bit under the weather when you've been around phone frequencies and things like that. Like, we know that that's been doing that anyway, but I feel like something in the last 2 weeks has shifted. So I feel like the technology is now live, the software is active, and we may need to really just sit, be a bit quiet this holiday break. Like, you got to understand, they've been locking us down for one case. And now there's fucking thousands of cases everywhere. And they're like, oh, go play together. Don't worry about masks. Don't worry about everything. Just go play. Back to normal. So you got to ask yourself, why are they doing that? They don't do anything to be nice. Ever. right? You got to ask yourself, what is the plan? Why are they letting us go play together? What are they trying to achieve? Okay, when we're on holidays, they're still planning. When we're out there doing things and having fun, they're still ticking off their boxes trying to fucking destroy Earth, okay? So don't forget that. Now, I'll get the recording of Jake's webinar. Jake's all my Chi Master. I'll post it on here, and I highly suggest it. It's like 3 hours, and it is a fucking incredible presentation. I could travel the world and use that presentation. Honestly, it's that good. He's done so well. I fucking love Jake. I love you guys too. I just looked through all the comments in here. Wasn't too many spams, which was great. Fuck, I've been deleting a lot of those bastards lately. But yeah, loving all the comments, guys. Keep up the great work. Let's keep flooding the feed full of positive stuff. Put photos of your Christmas trees and stuff in there, you know? Like, let's have a bit of Christmas cheer. Like, I know it's a consumerism thing, but it's also nice just to, like, put a tree up and some lights and an excuse to gather with people. So, yeah, don't let this fucking narrative ruin your festive season, you know? Like, still do all the fun things. Just be a little bit wary. You know what's going on. You know, we've all been talking about this for long enough. We know there's some weird shit going down. There's no question. We're in a science fiction movie, but we have tools. We have MMS. We have ivermectin. We have chi work. We have detoxification. We have breath work, Wim Hof, saunas, cold plunge. You know, all these things we can be doing daily. You can be doing your Wim Hof twice a day. Why wouldn't you? Like, why wouldn't you? That's the question. What's making you not look after yourself? What I notice is, like, so many good people just look after everyone else, but they never look after themselves. And I'm a bit of a... I can definitely put my hand up for that. Burn the candle at both ends all the time and give all these people great health advice and get people on track, and they're all like fucking frothing. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel very good today. So yeah, the healers are going to be healed by someone, and we're going to look after each other. All right, beautiful people. Share this video if you feel it resonates. It's good to get it onto other people's channels too, like the bigger channels. The people have big platforms. If you can get it on there, that's really helpful. I appreciate you sharing it. It's really good. When I wake up and I see that I've, you know, got an extra 300 people on my chat, I'm like, oops, someone shared that and it's gone. It's great. What else? That's about it. All right, guys. Keep up the great work, and I'll chat to you soon.